Hello?
Hello, my name is Joe. May I speak with Melina, please?
Who's calling?
Hey, Melina, my name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything at all. I'm conducting a survey of the city of Phoenix. Can you spare me like 5 minutes? That's the most I need. Just 5 minutes.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time. Now, Ms. Melina, first of all, are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
No,
you're not. I'm sorry.
No. Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
It depends what perspective you're.
In general, that would be crime, housing, everything in general. Do you think it's in the right direction or the wrong track?
I think it's neutral.
Okay.
So maybe the wrong direction.
Okay. Okay, now, Matt.
I
would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gilder Community Phoenix. So, first of all, are you or anyone in your home Latin or Hispanic descent?
Yes, we are Latino.
Okay, great. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good? Okay, moving forward. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve. More park and recreational opportunities.
Repeat the question again?
Yeah. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, more parks and recreation opportunities.
Oh, parks and recreation. I'd say a 4. I mean, there's already one.
Okay.
Already.
What about more dining and entertainment options?
A 5.
What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Do 4.
Okay. What about more good paying jobs?
5.
What about better public transportation options?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Moving forward, Ms. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, or homemaker?
Unemployed.
Unemployed or employed?
Employed.
Employed, okay. Now, in thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that they are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few or very few.
Okay.
It's the very bottom one.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
What were the too few, too,
too many,
too much, or
too few, or about the right amount?
I think about the right amount.
Okay, moving forward. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
We have 4 already, so no.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
No.
No? And restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Switch my hospital on for yes, and then the last question for yes as well.
Okay. Moving forward, I want to thank you. In your own words, what type of stores and business would you most like to see more of in Levine?
What type of stores? Like retail stores?
Okay, retail stores. Okay, thank you. Moving forward, I'd like to get you back to your day. Switching gears here a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
There's a lot of building up right now, so I think it's a problem that there is a buildup.
A very big problem?
I think it's a big problem.
Okay, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem.
Okay, and we're almost finished. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. Would you please tell me yes or no you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine? Single family detached homes.
No.
No? What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No. What about housing options for seniors? No, and multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No, okay. And now, Miss, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
Well, I've lived in Phoenix, Arianna and Levine. So, in Levine, I've lived for 16 years.
Okay. So,
actually,
more, between 11 and 20, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Live with friends and family.
Okay. And I'm going to read you, this is the last part, some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you would favor or oppose each one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No, I don't want more apartments.
You oppose that? Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
More schools.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Okay.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
No.
No? And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was that a yes or no?
Yeah, that was a yes.
Okay. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
No.
No. Okay, now Miss, the last few questions. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is what?
The last year of school that you completed.
Master's degree.
Oh wow, bachelor, you said bachelor. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 125,000, or more than 125,000.
I think the household, like the entire household.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
just the household income.
75 to 100.
Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Melina.
Okay, Melina, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.